Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rocco, there is a plan to allow restaurants and bars to expand patio space for more seating. And first off, how important is the expanded patio space for a restaurant like Thin Man or Tapo?
It's really critical because of the fact that social distancing rules are only going to allow us to have about 50% of our capacity. So if we can go outside, we could almost increase our capacity to the size we were before the outbreak.
How much patio space do you have at your restaurants?
Well, if we take, for instance, Tapo downtown, we're going to pick up 80 feet of patio space, which is going to allow us to seat about 90 people. And the same thing goes for Thin Man on Elmwood. We have about the same amount. So that's a pretty big increase in your capacity.
How tough has business been for your restaurant since the governor ordered the shutdown of in-person restaurant seating?
Well, it can't get any tougher than zero because that's where we have been. We didn't reopen for takeout. So for the last 2.5 months, we have done zero business, which is really a rough period for us.
We know in Cincinnati there have been similar plans to expand patio space. Have you had a chance to take a look at what they're doing in Cincinnati? And if so, what are your thoughts?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've been working with Councilman Furletto on this whole plan, and we studied the Cincinnati proposal. And what they're doing is probably the most innovative program I've seen. And it protects the people sitting, it protects the cars passing, and it allows restaurants to expand their capacity. So I think it's a win-win for everyone.
And being able to expand patio seating for more seating, patio space for more seating, expanding how could this save businesses like Thin Man and Tapo and other restaurants in the city?
Well, it helps us increase our revenue, which is so important because our revenues are going to be half of what they were. And you can't really make any money or even survive in a restaurant at half the revenue. The other big thing, though, everybody is forgetting about this, we also have to get the State Liquor Authority to buy into this. And we have not heard anything from the State Liquor Authority yet. They have to approve our ability to serve alcoholic beverages on property that we don't lease.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.